Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're going deep on something that keeps AI security architects up at night: training data pipelines. Your model is only as trustworthy as the data that built. The hidden attack surface. Why training pipelines are your biggest blind spot. Let me be blunt. Most organizations treat their AI training data pipelines like plumbing, essential infrastructure that nobody thinks about until something catastrophic happens. After two decades of watching security teams obsess over perimeter defenses while ignoring data supply chains, I've seen this pattern destroy more AI initiatives than any sophisticated adversarial attack. The training data pipeline encompasses everything from raw data collection and pre-processing to feature engineering, labeling, and final dataset assembly. Each stage introduces distinct vulnerabilities. According to MITRE Atlas, data poisoning attacks targeting training pipelines represent one of the most effective techniques for compromising ML systems. 1. The OWASP Machine Learning Security Top 10 similarly identifies training data poisoning as a critical risk category too. What makes these attacks particularly insidious is their delayed impact. Unlike a traditional network intrusion where you might detect anomalous behavior within hours, a poison training dataset might not manifest problems until months later when the compromised model is deployed to production. By then, the forensic trail is cold, and you're left debugging a model that's been fundamentally corrupted from birth. Diagram shown in the article. Consider the anatomy of a modern training pipeline. Data ingestion from multiple sources, APIs, web scrapes, vendor feeds, user-generated content, transformation through pre-processing scripts, labeling via internal teams or crowdsourced platforms, storage and data lakes, and finally consumption by training infrastructure. Each handoff point is a potential injection vector. Each external dependency is a supply chain risk. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework explicitly calls out data integrity as a foundational requirement for trustworthy AI systems. 3. Yet in my assessments, fewer than 20% of organizations have implemented comprehensive data provenance tracking, and even fewer conduct regular integrity audits of their training datasets. Here's my take on this. Your model inherits the security posture of every system that touched its training data, and most organizations can't even enumerate those systems. Data poisoning, taxonomy of attacks and detection strategies. Data poisoning comes in flavors, and understanding the taxonomy is essential for building effective defenses. At the highest level, we distinguish between availability attacks, designed to degrade overall model performance, and integrity attacks, designed to cause specific misclassifications while maintaining apparent accuracy. Backdoor attacks represent the most sophisticated integrity threat. The attacker embeds a trigger pattern into training samples such that the model learns to associate that pattern with a specific output. Research from MIT demonstrated that injecting as few as 50 poison samples into a dataset of 60,000 images could create a reliable backdoor with minimal impact on clean accuracy. The trigger could be as subtle as a specific pixel pattern invisible to human reviewers. Label flipping attacks are conceptually simpler, but equally dangerous. An attacker with access to the labeling pipeline systematically mislabels a percentage of samples. Studies have shown that corrupting just 10 to 15% of labels can reduce model accuracy by 20% or more. 5. When your labeling is outsourced to crowdsourced platforms, this becomes a genuine supply chain concern. Detection strategies must be multi-layered. Statistical analysis. Monitor dataset distributions over time. Tools like Great Expectations allow you to define data quality assertions that trigger alerts on distribution drift. 6. Spectral signatures. Research has shown that poison samples often exhibit detectable spectral signatures when analyzing the covariance of learned representations. 7. Influence functions. Compute which training samples most strongly influence model predictions on validation sets. Anomalously influential samples warrant investigation. Code example shown in the article. The key insight here is that detection must happen before training, not after. Once poison data has influenced gradient updates, the damage is done. Here's my take on this. Detecting data poisoning after training is like detecting food poisoning after digestion. By then, the damage is systemic. Build your detection into the pipeline, not the postmortem. Architectural patterns for pipeline security. Securing training data pipelines requires architectural intentionality. I've developed a reference architecture over years of ML security engagements that addresses the most critical threat vectors while remaining operationally practical. The foundation is data provenance tracking. Every data point entering your pipeline must carry metadata documenting its origin, transformation history, and chain of custody. This isn't just good hygiene. It's essential for incident response and regulatory compliance. The W3C PROV standard provides a framework for representing provenance information aid, and tools like DVC, data version control, enable Git-like versioning for datasets. 9. Diagrams shown in the article. The second pillar is cryptographic integrity. Hash every dataset version and maintain Merkle trees that enable efficient verification of data integrity. When you pull training data from storage, verify the hash chain before consumption. This simple practice would have prevented numerous data tampering incidents I've investigated. Code example shown in the article. Third, implement least privilege access controls with granular permissions for each pipeline stage. Data scientists need read access to process datasets. They don't need write access to raw data stores or the ability to modify pre-processing scripts in production. Use infrastructure as code tools like Terraform to enforce these boundaries consistently. Finally, deploy immutable infrastructure for critical pipeline components. Pre-processing logic should be versioned, signed, and deployed as immutable containers. Any modification requires a new version with fresh signatures and explicit promotion through your CI/CD pipeline. Here's my take on this. Treat your training pipeline like a pharmaceutical supply chain. Track every ingredient, verify every transformation, and maintain chain of custody from source to consumption. Supply chain security, third-party data, and labeling risks. The software supply chain attacks of recent years, SolarWinds, Log4Shell, the XE backdoor, should have taught us that third-party dependencies are existential risks. Yet I routinely encounter organizations that scrape training data from the open internet, outsource labeling to the lowest cost vendor, and use pre-trained embeddings from unknown sources without any verification. Let's talk about labeling specifically. Crowdsourced labeling platforms are attractive for scale and cost, but they introduce adversarial risks. Research has demonstrated that malicious labelers can systematically introduce backdoors that evade standard quality control mechanisms. 10. Even without malicious intent, noisy labels from undertrained annotators degrade model performance. Mitigations for labeling supply chain risks include redundant labeling. Have each sample labeled by multiple independent annotators and require consensus before acceptance. Gold standard injection. Insert samples with known ground truth labels to evaluate annotator accuracy and detect systematic manipulation. Annotator reputation tracking. Maintain per-annotator quality metrics and weight their contributions accordingly. Contractual security requirements. Require labeling vendors to maintain SOC2 compliance, background checks for annotators, and secure facilities for sensitive data. 4. Pre-trained models and embeddings. Verify their provenance before integration. The Hugging Face Model Hub has implemented model signing, but adoption remains inconsistent. 11. Where possible, verify that models were trained on documented datasets and that the training organization has credible security practices. Web scrape data deserves special attention. Adversaries can poison training data at scale by compromising websites likely to be scraped or by injecting content into user-generated platforms. The LLM training data poisoning research from Anthropic and others demonstrates that this threat is not theoretical. 12. Implement content verification, maintain allow lists of trusted sources, and consider the adversarial posture of every data source. Here's my take on this. Every third-party data source is an attack surface. If you can't verify the security posture of a data provider, you're importing their vulnerabilities directly into your model. Implementing continuous monitoring and incident response. Static security controls are necessary but insufficient. Training data pipelines are dynamic systems, and your security posture must be equally dynamic. Continuous monitoring enables early detection of anomalies that static controls miss. Start with pipeline observability. Instrument every stage to emit metrics, data volume, schema conformance, distribution statistics, processing latency, and error rates. Platforms like MLflow provide native support for tracking ML experiments and data artifacts. 13. Feed these metrics into your SIEM for correlation with broader security telemetry. Diagram shown in the article. Define anomaly detection rules specific to your pipeline's baseline behavior. Sudden changes in data source composition, unexpected schema modifications, statistical distribution drift beyond established thresholds, unusual access patterns to data stores, processing errors exceeding baseline rates. Your incident response playbook for training data compromises should differ from traditional security incidents. Key steps include quarantine. Immediately isolate the affected dataset versions and halt any training jobs consuming them. Impact assessment. Identify all models trained on potentially compromised data and evaluate their deployment status. Provenance analysis. Use your provenance tracking to identify the injection point and scope of contamination. Remediation. Clean or replace affected data. Retrain models from verified clean checkpoints. Validation. Rigorously test retrain models against adversarial benchmarks before redeployment. Practice these procedures regularly. Tabletop exercises that simulate data poisoning scenarios help teams internalize the unique challenges of ML incident response, where the blast radius includes every downstream model and every decision those models have influenced. Here's my take on this. When you discover data poisoning, you're not just remediating a dataset, you're potentially invalidating every model trained on that data and every decision those models have made. Regulatory landscape and compliance considerations. The regulatory environment for AI is evolving rapidly, and training data security is increasingly a compliance concern, not just a best practice. Security architects must understand these requirements and build pipelines that satisfy both current and anticipated regulations. The EU AI Act, which entered into force in 2024, explicitly addresses training data quality and governance. High-risk AI systems must implement data governance practices covering training, validation, and testing datasets, including examination for biases and verification of data provenance. 14. Noncompliance carries significant penalties, up to 35 million euros or 7% of global turnover. In the United States, the NIST AIRMF provides voluntary guidance that increasingly influences regulatory expectations. The frameworks govern and map functions specifically address data quality and integrity requirements. 3. Sector-specific regulations add additional layers. Healthcare AI must contend with HIPAA implications for training data, while financial services face scrutiny under model risk management guidance from the OCC and Federal Reserve. From a practical standpoint, compliance requires documentation, maintain comprehensive records of data sources, transformations, quality controls, and security measures. Auditability. Ensure that regulators or auditors can trace any model decision back through the training pipeline to source data. Rights management. Verify that training data usage complies with licensing terms, copyright, and data subject rights under GDPR or similar frameworks. Bias assessment. Implement systematic evaluation for demographic biases in training data that could lead to discriminatory outcomes. The convergence of AI regulation with existing data protection frameworks means that training data security is no longer optional. Organizations that treat it as an afterthought will face not only technical risks, but legal and reputational consequences. Here's my take on this. Regulators are catching up to what we've known for years. Training data governance is a compliance requirement, not a nice to have. Build for auditability now, or rebuild under regulatory pressure later. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Training data pipelines inherit vulnerabilities from every upstream source. Implement comprehensive provenance tracking to maintain chain of custody. Takeaway 2. Data poisoning detection must occur before training, not after. Integrate statistical monitoring and anomaly detection directly into ingestion workflows. Takeaway 3. Cryptographic integrity verification using dataset hashing and Merkle trees prevents undetected tampering in storage and transit. Takeaway 4. Third-party labeling services and pre-trained embeddings are supply chain risks requiring redundant verification, reputation tracking, and contractual security requirements. Takeaway 5. EU AI Act compliance requires documented data governance, auditability, and bias assessment. Build these capabilities into your pipeline architecture from day one.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.